Chapter 1. The Most Wonderful Time of the Year. 10 months later. I'd always assumed I'd be married with children in a perfect home in a perfect life by now, and my Decembers would be filled with advent calendars, nativity plays and children's excited laughter. But of course, that wasn't the case. It was now October, and this Christmas I would decorate my tree alone and wrap what few presents I'd need to buy, including one for myself and for Mrs. Christmas, my cat. She liked to tear the paper off with her claws, and I'd convinced myself she knew it was Christmas. It didn't take a psychologist to work out she was my child substitute. I'd bought her as a gift for Tim 3 Christmases before he dumped me, but she'd never really taken to him, nor he to her. And when she clawed at his best cashmere jumper, he threatened to send her back to the cat rescue centre. But I had refused. I loved Mrs. Christmas, and I knew how it felt to be abandoned. My own father had walked out on me and my mum when I was just 10, and the very idea of doing the same to Mrs. Christmas appalled me. So, Mrs. Christmas was extra special. I loved the way she'd purr and swish her tail when I came home from work, and when I settled down on the sofa, she'd push her head into my neck, happy to have me back. Tim said cats didn't have feelings, but Mrs. Christmas and I knew differently. We'd both been hurt, and I loved her. Though I'd never planned to be a cat mother, it seemed I was a natural. With Tim now gone, Mrs. Christmas was my family. Both my parents were dead, and the only person who shared my gene pool was my half-sister Jodie. And that was only half a pool, because we had different mothers. I know it's stupid, but I miss Tim. I even miss him telling me I'm silly, I'd said to Jodie.
You are silly if you miss that. Bloody silly, she sniped.
You know what I mean. My life is all over the place. Somehow he kept it in order, and I feel like I've nothing to hold on to. Everything's falling apart. I didn't make my bed this morning. I am seriously going insane.
Well, if not making your bed is insane, then I should be locked up, she said, bored with my whinging about being single and childless.
During that first difficult year...